This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 116th episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastava, anchor.
The Honorable Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi, addressed the nation and the entire world through the eagerly awaited and highly motivating monthly address of program Mann Ki Baat. He touched upon various socially and environmentally relevant issues which hold importance not just for the people of India but the entire world, highlighting the motto of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam and One World, One Future. To discuss more about the 116th edition of Mann Ki Baat, we have with us political analyst Mr. Shekhar Iyer. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhavji.
So how important is Mann Ki Baat when the Honorable Prime Minister of the country himself talks about connecting with the citizens through their ideas and highlighting the collective efforts of the people of the country?
Vaibhavji, even today's episode was a very important and a very interesting episode where the Prime Minister touched upon various issues, particularly the role of youth, in the future of this country. He talked about library for children being undertaken by several groups. He also spoke about the need to preserve our history, need to remember our history. And he also spoke about how the campaign for planting trees, Ek Ped Maake Naam Pe, one tree, the name of your mother, how that campaign has picked up. Then he also touched upon how people are trying to save, you know, the life, not just the wildlife, but also life of sparrows, which are vanishing in different cities today. And the Prime Minister then turned to Swachhata Abhiyan, or Swachh Abhiyan, which we have been seeing for the last 10 years, the Clean India movement. And the Prime Minister also talked about how this nation is on a path of progress, with several people doing their own bit, in their own little way, but definitely contributing in a big way. It may be one person here or one person there, but each of these efforts are going to make a big difference in the lives of many Indians.
Mr. Iyer, the Honorable Prime Minister mentioned the growth in the NCC cadets from 14 lakh in 2014 to over 20 lakh in 2024. What are the factors that have driven this remarkable growth? And what are the factors which have led to the increase in the number of girl cadets in NCC from a mere 25% to 40% at present?
YFG, we were in college and we were in school. You know, we were very eager to participate in NCC. And despite our long hours in the school, we would take that extra period when the NCC classes would be held. We would have our evening parades. And if you were with the Army's wing of NCC or with the Naval wing or with the Air Force wing, we were trained in aero modeling. We were trained in sailing. Some of us were trained in handling rifles. You know, the kind of activity, that the opportunity that NCC gave to us is what we participate. But today what we are seeing is more and more youth are getting attracted to NCC, and it is not a surprise that between 2014 and 2024, the number of people has now increased to 20 lakh people. And as you mentioned that at one point of time, the girls were only 25% of the total cadets. But today their number has gone to 40%. So what we are seeing is youth is looking at the National Cadet Corps as a platform which gives them a good training, gives them good leadership opportunities, and it also makes them meet other people because there are frequently NCC camps across India and some of the best cadets are selected for the Republic Day Parade in Delhi. So there is a lot of enthusiasm among youth, particularly in small towns. You know, NCC is seen as an opportunity. In fact, the first opportunity where they feel at that given age that they are doing a big thing for their country by joining the NCC. So the Prime Minister feels that every youth should make it a point to experience NCC, and subsequently they may choose any career, but their period or the stint in NCC will definitely give them, rather help them in their personality development. And so you see what the Prime Minister is pointing out, when youths across the country meet one another, exchange views, exchange ideas, they develop leadership issues. That is why this coming 12th January, which is the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda, the country is celebrating Youth Day. And since 2025, that is next year, is Swami Vivekananda's 162nd birth anniversary. It is going to be a special occasion. There is going to be a Mahakumbh. Of course, there is one Kumbh, which is happening in Prayag. But this is going to be Kumbh of Young Minds, which is being held in Bharat Mandapam in Delhi between January 11th and 12th, which the Prime Minister announced today. And this initiative is called Vikshit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. So one is going to see hundreds of youth coming from all over India participating, and they are going to come from different villages. different cities, different states, and they will have a dialogue. And that dialogue will see a lot of ideas coming forth and many things. You know, underneath this such initiative is the Prime Minister's desire more and more youth should look at public life as a career in terms of, you know, they should also consider politics as an option for their career. Because what happens is politics is never the first option of our youth. They feel that politics is a no-no area. They feel that they, with their kind of background, they can never make it. Prime Minister wants to break that mindset. Prime Minister wants to break that kind of a glass ceiling where you can see political roles, where you feel maybe you are tuned for that kind of thing, but you feel you can never make it. Largely because our politics today has been dominated by the family-oriented politics or the dynasty-oriented politics, where people from one particular family or group of families, you know, their generation, one after another, keep on joining politics and making it elected offices. And Prime Minister had said several times that we need to break this. We need to get more young people to come with fresh ideas to enrich the quality of governance in this country. So that is why Prime Minister feels that for the youth, if they can avail of an opportunity in preparing the future of this country, and they will feel that they have contributed a lot.
Truly will be path-breaking. And events such as the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, the initiatives such as these, and the amalgamation of many young minds into a Mahakumbh of the young minds, as Prime Minister had said, will truly lead to a bright future. So talking about the digital transformation which has happened in the country and the adoption of various technologies, Prime Minister also talked about the way young minds or young people are helping the elderly in adopting these technologies into their daily lives. What would you say about that?
We have seen in many families, you know, the elders often turn to their children or to grandchildren to help them with their smartphones.
Absolutely.
If there is a transaction to be done or something. But there are many elderly persons who do not have anybody at home to guide them. So some youth have taken up this job because, you know, most of the people who have retired and they have this obligation to file digital life certificate every year to continue to receive pension. So some people, some youths have taken it upon themselves to help their neighbors or to form themselves a group to help anyone who needs such help so that the elderly do not face any problem or they feel, as we say, technologically challenged, you know. The elderly people, you know, how to go about it, not to feel overwhelmed by technology. And such effort, what has happened is, a lot of people have managed to utilize this digital life certificate, which means they don't have to visit the bank, they don't have to visit any LIC or any place, you know, to give the certificate. Therefore, what we are seeing is the number of people who are receiving digital life certificate has crossed 80 lakh mark. And of these 80 lakh mark, 2 lakh people are of age, you know, who have crossed 80. And Prime Minister mentioned people like, for instance, he mentioned about people like Virendra, who have played a major role. And similarly, there is Mahesh from Bhopal, who have taught many elderly people how to make digital payments through mobile. And then you have people like Rajiv from Ahmedabad. See, along with the advent of technology, we have also seen the arrival of crime by technology. So Prime Minister pointed out about the risk of being scammed into digital arrays, that parting with your funds. Last Mann Ki Baat also, Prime Minister had specifically spoken about this menace of digital arrays, clarifying that there is no such thing as digital arrays. None of the central investing agencies ever do this kind of thing, hold people by ransom through their internet connection or Skype or whatever, or a WhatsApp call. And elderly people have become victims, you know, because they do not know if somebody calls them, asks for OTP, they provide the OTP, then they discover their bank accounts have been completely swept clean. And this is a conspiracy to trap people. And Prime Minister is very elated to know that young people are playing a big work in bringing a lot of information to our elderly people, giving them assurance not to worry. If any such thing happens, whom to call, how to reach out to our cybercrime authorities. This has been going on, and Prime Minister feels this is a very good thing that is happening. The young people are helping the elderly, not those who are at home or those who belong to their family, but also others.
Absolutely, sir. Talking from digital transformation and youth initiatives, Prime Minister also talked about libraries like the Prakrit Arivagam and initiatives like Food for Thought, in which we have heard about food security and the way food is distributed amongst the people or the needy. What would you say about that?
Several things are happening in this, where the books, you know, to strengthen the library movement. This is a digital age. You have digital libraries. You have Wikipedia, and we almost all of us are used to Google anything we want to know. At
Jeez.
this time, there are people who are taking up new initiatives like libraries for children. You mentioned about Prakrit Harivagam, where we have seen people, the role of people like Sriram Gopalan, who is associated with World of Technology, but he is doing a lot of work so that the people develop the habit of reading. They have been distributing books, they have a good collection, and they are also engaging children in a lot of activities, be it storytelling session, art workshops, robotic lessons on public speaking. There are several things that is happening. This is very good because similarly, there is another organization in Hyderabad, which is a Food for Thought Foundation. Prime Minister mentioned about the work of this organization, how they are helping children gain, you know, solid, verified information. In Bihar, particularly in Gopalganj, there is a Prayog Library, which has also taken up this book movement. And this around 12, I mean, some of these libraries are on a small scale. They operate in a cluster of, say, 10, 12 villages, and some are, you know, more equipped and they are going to different places. And with that, Prime Minister pointed out, what is the need for these libraries and much more than that, need for an understanding of our history. Because Prime Minister has just returned from Guyana, which is a country in the Caribbean, in South America. And Prime Minister found that Guyana is a home of several people of Indian origin. And I've been to Guyana myself, Vaibhavji, and I've seen what the Prime Minister has mentioned, you know. Initially, people were taken as indentured labor to these places where to work in sugarcane fields.
Gee.
A lot of people went from UP, Andhra Pradesh, Bihar and all.
True.
And now those people of Indian origin have become leaders of different walks of life in Guyana, be it politics, business, education. The president of Guyana, who hosted Prime Minister there, Dr. Irfan Ali, is a very proud person of his Indian origin. And Prime Minister feels that it is need to, you know, gather the history about these people who are out. Indian diaspora, which went not in this century, but even two centuries ago. And so that their stories of their struggle, of their survival, of their travel by ship, more than 203 years ago, those are documented. And Prime Minister wants, we must know about how our Indian immigrants made their mark in those countries. So and Prime Minister wants these stories to be shared in the Namo app and also with My Government app so that we can know what is happening. And similarly, Prime Minister spoke about Oman. So Oman has people who went from Kutch years ago. And they have been living there and they have settled there, but they have remained an important trade links and they have Omani citizenship, but the Indian in them is never diluted. And they are also doing work to preserve the history about their families, and thousands of documents have been collected. And these documents are, if you peruse them, you feel how they are sentimental about how they reached Oman years ago, what kind of life their predecessors lived and how they are today. So this kind of oral history project is an important mission. And Prime Minister feel we need to do a similar oral history project within the country also, which is being carried out. And many history enthusiasts are collecting experiences. Take, for instance, event like the partition, which left behind several tears, several pain. And the Prime Minister says, look, we need to understand this from the people's point of view. We know about these events in our country's history from the historian perspective, but we need to know from the people's perspective so that we need to understand them. And the Prime Minister feels that a country that preserves its history, country that understands its history, will also be secure about its future. So we need to, you know, preserve the history or even of our villages. Each village is unique itself, has a history, has a story to tell. So the Prime Minister feels this has to be done. For instance, of the way big museum is coming up at Lothal about our ancient maritime capability. Prime Minister mentioned this and he said that a lot of work is being done. Prime Minister mentioned also about the effort being made in Slovakia, of all places, where they are conserving and promoting our culture. You know, our Upanishads have been translated into Slovak language. So a lot of things are happening where we need to feel proud of our heritage, of our Indian culture. And there are thousands of people across the country, across the world, who are looking to India in terms of its ancient heritage, of its ancient wisdom and ancient culture.
Absolutely. We truly hope that the whole world not just recognizes even more, but reads more about Indian culture and truly move forward into becoming a one world as has been envisioned by our Prime Minister. Thank you so much for giving your valuable insights and your precious time to Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on 116th episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastava, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at nsdtalks@gmail.com.